Our next item is old business. We have four items of old business this evening, the first one being conditional use number 1905, West Rehoboth Community Land Trust.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this one is in my area, and as you may recall from the last time this was on our agenda, we had some discussion by the commission as well as following the public hearing, and based on all that, I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1905 for the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust for two multifamily dwelling units based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is located within the GR General Residential District. Multifamily dwellings are appropriate in this district where medium density residential uses are favored. Two, the proposed conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic. Three, the project is consistent with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. One of the stated goals of the plan is to provide affordable housing options for the county's low and moderate income residents. This conditional use promotes that goal. Four, the project will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community, which currently has a variety of housing types, including multifamily dwellings, single-family homes, and manufactured homes. There are also several business and commercial uses and zonings in the community as well. Five, this commission and county council previously approved a similar application in conditional use number 1722 for a total of four multifamily dwelling units in two structures in the West Rehoboth community. This recommendation is consistent with that prior approval. Six, Sussex County Engineering has confirmed that there are two sewer laterals on the site which previously served two mobile homes that existed there. Any system upgrades will be the applicant's responsibility. Seven, this property, which is only 6,986 square feet in size, is not big enough under the county zoning code for two units without a variance from the Board of Adjustment, and I understand there is a variance application pending before the board. This recommendation is contingent upon the board's approval of that variance. Eight, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, this recommendation is contingent upon the approval of a variance from the Sussex County Board of Adjustment to allow two multifamily dwelling structures on the subject property. If such a variance is not granted, this recommendation is null and void. This recommendation should not be viewed as making a determination as to whether a hardship or exceptional practical difficulty exists sufficient to grant such a variance. Such determination is the responsibility of the Board of Adjustment. B, only two units shall be constructed upon the property. C, the property shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Engineering Department. The applicant shall be required to design, fund, and construct any upgrades to the county sewer system that are necessary to serve the two units. D, the building shall be designed to resemble a single-family dwelling. An example of this would be a separation of the entrances so that no two entrances are on the same side of this building. E, at the time of site plan approval, the applicant shall also submit front, side, and rear elevation drawings of the buildings to the Planning and Zoning Commission. And F, the final site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The site plan shall include designated parking spaces that do not require a resident to back directly onto the adjacent street.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1905, West Rehoboth Community Land Trust, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.